Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I'm so grateful that you're here. I'm so grateful that you're listening. Thank you for being there. I love my audience. Before we get into today's topic, which is really, really fascinating to me, it's about control. And I don't know about you people, but I used to live a life of trying to control everything and every person and every situation, even and it was so, I was so consumed about what happened on this planet, what happened in my community, what happened in my relationships, what happened with my parents, all of it. I was so consumed with everyone else that guess what? Throw up my left hand here, I'm testifying, I was miserable. Miserable. Wasn't happy. You cannot be happy and try to control anything outside yourself. You cannot be happy and try to control and have that energy or have that intention to control anyone, any situation other than yourself. And you know, that's what happens with me. I start off telling you I'm not going to talk about the topic, and then I start talking about the topic because I'm really passionate about this sharing. So let me go back a little bit because I have a couple of announcements. Guess what? Guess what? You know, I have people behind the scenes, and not a lot, but people helping me because, quite frankly, I am computer challenged. I am internet challenged. I am socially challenged. All of that stuff. So I had a woman, one of my dear friends, and yet last week while teaching my aqua aerobic class, one of my students said, oh, I bought your book on Amazon, on Kindle. I didn't even know my book was on Amazon. I didn't even know that you could purchase the book on Amazon or Kindle. So that's the announcement. Yes, you can purchase my book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. You just search for Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness on Amazon, and you can purchase the book there. Again, you can also purchase the book on my website, which I do know about. Go to www.RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com and purchase Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. And you know, I get a lot of questions. Why happiness? What, you know, it sounds so, well, let me just say this. For me, happiness, yeah, I want to be happy. I mean, who doesn't want to be happy? Who, when asked, would you like to be happy, doesn't say yes? Now, there might be some people that say, no, I have no idea. But I'm going to make a guess that the majority of us want to be happy. And same with moi, same with your Reality Spirituality radio host. When I was younger, I asked the universe for two things, to live to my potential and to be happy. And, you know, this being happy, what I found is that it has nothing to do with what I achieve. It has nothing to do with what I have. It has nothing to do with goals that are met. It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with relationships. All of this happiness, all of this all of this feeling, this vibration of being happy. And when I say happy, I'm really talking about feeling content in every moment, feeling at peace with the world and myself in every moment. That is what I'm talking about when I say being happy. So when I asked, when I went on this search decades ago to be happy, of course I took a lot of, you know, left turns, if you will. Left turns as opposed to right turns. Get it? Left turns. And thinking that, okay, having a beautiful wedding and marrying Prince Charming, Mr. Right, you know, accomplishing titles, career, where I live, come on, all of it, what I look like, all of that had something to do with me being happy. And guess what? None of it did. Absolutely zero, to my chagrin. And so what I've discovered is that anytime I feel irritated, anytime I'm unbalanced, anytime I'm quote unquote not happy, anytime that I feel, you know, you feel a little, I like to say a disruption in the force field. You know, you feel a little off. You're not feeling really good. I'm sorry to say, all I have to do, it's pretty simple. Sometimes it's not pleasurable, but all I have to do is look in the mirror. Yes, looking in the mirror is the answer to all of my quote-unquote problems, and also the solution to all that is happening in my life. If I'm not feeling balanced, if I'm not feeling good, if I'm feeling a little irritated, annoyed, impatient, all of those emotions that actually subtract from happiness, all I have to do is go right into the mirror. And see, at first I really struggled with it because how can all my answers be in the mirror? I had a conversation with one of my coworkers. Actually, there were a few of them around my desk. And one of my coworkers was talking about people her exact term was people that chap my hide. I mean, I hadn't heard that in years. I guess that's what the cowboys say, chap my hide, which she was really annoyed. And I said, oh, no, here I go teaching, which I usually don't do anymore. The only time I'm preaching is on the radio show. In my real life, okay, really, that's what you believe? Good. So back to the story. So she said, but it just struck me that, you know, she's talking about people that really annoy her. And I looked right at her and I said, you know what? Whatever you find annoying about anybody else, you have that characteristic. You have that trait. You own it. You're actually looking at yourself. Do you know how long it took me to get that and to believe that and to know that that is the truth? There is no way I'm like a lot of people I didn't like. Absolutely no way. I mean, everybody that I found fault with, people that I found that I couldn't, you know, that I disagreed with, please, I didn't have the same traits. That wasn't, oh, I'm looking in the chat room. Hi, everyone in the chat. Hello, guest 90. Hello, Byte Radio me. Hello, Robert. Where was I? Oh, and listen, and it wasn't, it's not, it doesn't, let me tell you something. I had to wrestle with that a lot. And so I told her, my coworker, I said, listen, whatever you find irritating I don't care if you say they are a racist. I don't care if you say they are arrogant. Whatever label you want to put on them, guess what? Comes right back to the person in the mirror. And why? Because I cannot recognize in anyone else what I don't have myself. Ouch, 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 ouch. I cannot recognize in anyone else what I don't have in myself. So what that has caused me to do, since I am a happiness specialist, what that has really inspired me to do is get to the point where we, you know, okay, so I'm one with everybody. Come on, I can't be one with the terrorists, can I? Can I? I mean, am I one with people that commit all these evil, I use the word evil, acts? Am I? Well, there's a big difference between being connected and feeling the unity with energy and feeling a unity with what people do and their actions. I think it's totally different, but there is a reason. There is a reason for these things that are happening. And I'm sorry, but I can't, my brain is not as vast or as the universe, and I'm not going to even try to figure out what's, you know, the good or the purpose. But what I do know is back to the topic is we're talking about controlling. And there was a time in my life where social issues, oh my goodness. And I'm only bringing this up because of what's going on in the football community now. I am a huge football fan, a huge NFL fan. I've been a football fan forever. I like football. And I don't really have a specific team. I like good teams. I like teams that win. I don't like teams that lose. So if you're a losing team, I'm usually not rooting for you. Anyway, I digress. So... And there's things that are going on in the football community just recently. You know, we've all heard about Ray Rice and how he, dragged his fiance at the time out of the elevator. Well, now the video came, and I usually don't talk about current issues in the news, but I'm going to talk about it today because relating to trying to control and relating to what I used to feel and what I used to do. So now a video came out of Ray Rice punching his girl fiance, and now she married him right in the face. We've all seen it. You know, if you listen to the news, it's been out there. Now, just yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago, Adrian Peterson, who is he was the MVP of the National Football League about 2 years ago. So this guy is really, really good, talent-wise. And it just came out yesterday, I believe, that he beat the hell out of his 11-year-old child. Now, and the child, you know, the child went to the, you know, there are pictures, there are photos of this young child's legs. He even beat him so much that he hit his okay, how do I say this medically? Scrotum, testicles. Okay, I mean, he even was bruised there. And there's texts, and one of the things that I have to say is I came from an environment that spanking children is okay. In fact, not only okay, you know, people even quote the Bible. What is it? Spoil a child. I don't know what it is, but it's talking about beating the hell out of children. And I grew up, and I got spanked myself. And the spankings were, you know, you look back on it today, my father would take his belt off of his waist, roll it up around his fist, and this was the killer. And then I was supposed to lie down on the bed, which I had to do, because, you know, listen, I wasn't one of those rebellious types. I'm rebellious now. I mean, I grew up to be this rebel, but when I was younger, I was, you know, my spirit was broken. I was very obedient, let's say that, very, very obedient and very fearful. So if my father said lay down on the bed and get spanked, that's what I did. And to the point where, and I'm talking about it now, because I've you know, thought about this for years, and I'm talking about it now because of what's going on in the news. And there is a community, I don't even want to say that, but there are some families that believe that you are supposed to spank children. And I'm going to have to say it, it's in the black community. Some people in the black community. I'm not going to say most because I just don't like to say most, but a lot. Let's say that. Because my father's mother, used to spank my father. In fact, would go to the woods and make him pick out his own switch. They called it a switch. Pick out a switch from a tree and then bring the switch in, and they would beat the hell out of the child, beat the hell out of my father. So with that said, there are people that don't even know that I'm thinking, that don't even realize that that is not a way to discipline children. Believe it or not, it sounds, for me, it's inconceivable that that's not a way to discipline a child. But there are people that believe that that is. And I'm saying this to say, this coming out, in other words, things that happen that are so atrocious, that are so horrible to even think about, fathom, that you're beating an 11-year-old child to the point of getting, you know, having marks and still bleeding, something good is going to come out of this. Now this is a national story. Now this is a story that is going to get a lot of attention to there is another way to discipline children. There is another way to think. And only by these things coming out, I can't look at that child and say, oh, this is good, this is whatever happened to you. But what it's going to do is it's going to inspire, just like with the Ray Rice thing, it's going to inspire, it's going to cause change, it's going to create change, it's going to make everything out more, you know, on the forefront. And I really believe that. And that's how I can actually get through a day without thinking about what I used to. And that was my point, controlling and social issues. Listen. There was a time where, and I still, children to me are the number one, it would be my number one focus, because children are innocent. Children are, they don't have advocates. Children are basically, you know, they're helpless. And I'm telling you right now, you don't know how many times people in the streets, strangers that I did not know, that were not treating their child correctly, they were yelling at them, they grabbed their arm and snatched them. How many times I would get in the middle of that. In strangers, how many times I would, if it was happening on my watch, it just did not. Even to the point, I remember calling the police on a couple of women. I mean, I was that passionate about protecting children, and still am. But let me say this. The passion is still there, but the way my energy, my vibration has shifted as to how I allow it to how do I say this? How do I allow it to infiltrate my soul, if you will? How do I allow it to affect my vibration? If I know, which I do know, that there are no mistakes, that there are no mistakes, that the universe and everything is in perfect order, even to this, you know, children, and even to, domestic violence, and even to, the things that are going on that I don't understand, that the universe allows to happen. There is a way that I look at it now that I know that this is not going to continue forever. It can't. Because this world, we are always growing, we're always changing, we're always evolving, and society is also. We as a community, as a global community, are always changing. And change sometimes doesn't happen overnight. You know, let me stop that. Change sometimes, and most of the time, doesn't happen overnight. And so when I trust and I know that even with the most horrible things that happen, the universe has a plan for all of it. So my point is this. Trying to control, getting emotionally intertwined and evolve to the point where I'm upset, annoyed, irritated, frustrated, angry, sad, all of those emotions that quite frankly subtract from my peace and my contentment, I've had to look at the world differently. I've had to let it go. I've had to let a lot of things that used to bother me and used to bother the hell out of me for years, for decades, I've had to let it go. I've had to let all of it go. The only thing I can control is my personal vibration, my personal energy, my perspective, my behavior, my words. And quite frankly, I'm no good to the world. I'm no good if I'm angry. For me, this is what I believe. I'm not good I'm not doing anybody any good if I'm upset. I'm not doing anybody any good or this world any good if I'm, damn you. I don't feel it. I feel like I'm doing my best, and I'm uplifting, and I'm sending out a vibration of love and peace and contentment and knowing everything is in order and trusting and surrendering. And I feel that is what's best for me to contribute. I don't know about you. What do you guys think? What do you think in the chat room? Hello? In the chat room? I love this radio, and I don't have any callers today, so let me read a little. This is really interesting. There was once a woman who woke up in the morning, and she looked in the mirror, and she noticed she only had 3 hairs on her head. 3. She said, I think I'll braid my hair today. So she did. She braided her hair. And she had a wonderful day. Because I don't know if the guys know this, but when you braid hair, you have 3 sections. You can't braid hair with 2 sections. You have to braid hair with 3 sections. So she braided her hair, and she had a great day. And then the next day she woke up, she looked in the mirror, and she only had 2 hairs on her head. 2 hairs on her head. I think I'll part my hair down the middle today. So she did. She parted her hair down the middle, and she had a great day. The next day she woke up, And she looked in the mirror and she noticed she only had one strand of hair on her head. One strand of hair. So she looked in the mirror and she said, you know what? I'm going to wear my hair in a ponytail today. The next day, she looked in the mirror and she noticed that there wasn't a single head on her hair. Yay! She screamed. I don't have to fix my hair today. I love that story because that story is always about perspective. And whatever you're feeling in any moment, and say you're feeling and you don't like it, or it's not really, you're not flowing, maybe you're a little resisting, maybe you feel a little stuck, maybe you feel like it's not flowing. All you need to do is to change your perspective. Change your perspective. Oh, the computer is responding slow. That's okay. No worries. One of the things when I first started this radio show is, people call. Sometimes people don't call. Sometimes people listen. Sometimes people don't listen. What? Am I going to put a label on whether that's good or whether that's bad? I'm having a great time in the moment sharing with the universe, if you will, my thoughts about being happy, my thoughts about being content, my thoughts about what this journey is all about. One of my really dear friends, actually he's my soulmate. I say friend, family, friend, soulmate. He's a male version of me, but actually totally opposite in what he likes. I mean, I'm on stage. He's behind the stage. He's invisible. I'm a talker. He's quiet. Just the opposite. But we do have one thing in common, and that is our commitment to this journey, our commitment to growth, our commitment to being ourselves, our commitment to not judging, our commitment to each other. Each other's growth. And he shared this story with me, and it's about perspective. He was in his car, and you know these really small park, these really small super lot, shopping centers. You know, these really small corner shopping centers, not the big malls, a little corner shopping center. And so he was in the corner shopping center, and he was attempting to drive out of one of the driveways. Well, this shopping center was so small, it was really hard for two people to pass each other at the same time. You really had to kind of maneuver. That's how small the shopping center was. You had to kind of maneuver around. And so he was traveling one way, and a gentleman was coming right at him in another car. And so the guy in the car that was coming at him, They were at a point where one of them had to, go to the right and the other one had to go to the left so they could both pass each other. And my friend couldn't go back because there were cars behind him and there was a lot of cars behind him. So it was really up to the driver that was facing my friend that he needed to back up. Now, the guy that was facing my friend that needed to back up was looking and steering the steering wheel and not backing up. My friend was in the in his car, and he was getting a little irritated. He's like, come on, you idiot. Back your car up so I can get around you and everybody can get around and I can be on my day. I can be on my way. Back up your car, moron. I mean, it was bothering him. And the guy in the car that was moving the steering wheel, he wasn't backing up. He was just kind of moving around, moving to the left and moving the steering wheel all this way and that way. And then finally, my friend was really you know, blowing steam out of his ears now. Now he's like, what is this guy doing? All he needs to do is back his ass up, back his car up, so we all can get around him. And then finally, after we all get around him, this gentleman in the car that was moving his steering wheel to the right and left and right and left and just, you know, move 1 inch, move left 2 inches, 1 inch left, you know, another inch, 2 inches, 3 inches, move back 1 inch. He finally, they got to the point where they were parallel to each other, and you know how your driver's side, if you're coming, you know, at the opposite direction, you can basically look into the other person's car, and they're exactly parallel to each other. And my friend is looking at him, ready to give him some darts of, like, a look of, you are a jerk. And the guy that got right up to him, the one that was having the trouble in the car, maneuvering in the parking lot, rolled his window down and started smiling at my friend. He said, thank you. He says, thank you for being so patient. My car doesn't have a reverse. I can't reverse in this car, and I can't afford to get it fixed. So thank you so much for being so patient with me. Now, how's that for a different perspective? What I've learned is however I'm feeling, whatever I'm thinking, I quote unquote know to be wrong with anybody else or any situation, all I need to do is expand my perspective to think of even more ways to think about the same situation. In other words, not just one way. Practice thinking of 100 ways you can look at the same situation that's going to allow you to feel good about your life and about what's going on. What do you think about that? I love that story. Thank you for being patient, because I don't have reverse in my car. I can't afford to get it fixed. Thank you. Now, doesn't that take the wind out? Doesn't that take the balloon out of aggravation or angry? Doesn't that take the air out of an angry balloon? And what if, even without reason, we would all change our perspective about anything? Think about something that's bothering you right now. Think about something that's annoying you. Think about something that's making you angry. Think about something that you're not happy with. Just like the example I gave earlier about the football player that, you know, was charged with child abuse and beating his child a couple of days ago, Adrian Peterson. Is there another way to look at that same situation that is going to make you feel differently about what happened? Just the example that I gave earlier, that now there's going to be some change. Now there's going to be a light on that kind of behavior of spanking children. Now there's going to be people shed more, even more light on it. Now there's going to be even more change. Maybe not today, but definitely in the future. It's all the way you look at anything, any situation, and any person, even people. So with that, I'm going to call it a wrap. Because unless I get some questions in the chat room, I think I've covered my topic of what we can control. And basically it is controlling our perspective about everything. So, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, my latest book, can be found on Amazon. What? Just search Amazon and you can find my book. And Reality Spirituality is here, heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You go to my website, RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. And follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality. Remember, everybody, you are a physical extension of the universe. You are the universe. You represent the universe. In every moment, you are representing, whether you want to or not. You're a spirit in a human body. You're always growing. You're always changing. You're always evolving. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, Abraham says you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. We're going to connect again tomorrow. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you all for listening. I love you all.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirituality. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLN?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get real,
spirituality. Yeah, time to get down.
Real.